Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Manash. On today's show, we're going to reveal information that could dramatically alter your approach to rental marketing. This is all about knowing your customer. You wouldn't advertise pencils to someone searching for a fountain pen. If you know what your customer is looking for, connecting with them with the right product is relatively easy. Sending the right message to the customer who is looking for what you have to offer has a 36 times better chance of success than blind random advertising. The vast majority of paper flyers that come in the mail at my house are wasted. They're all promoting things that I'm not interested in, and if there was something of interest, it's so buried in the noise of things I'm not interested in, I'm not willing to go through the effort to check and see if it's there. The website Apartment List recently published something called the Renter Migration Report. This report analyzes millions of searches to see where users are preparing to move. So why does this matter? If you have apartments for rent and you're competing with all the other apartments in the market for attention from prospective tenants, you're stuck in the sea of sameness. You're in the same pond as everybody else. But what if you knew that for whatever reason, 7% of the people moving to your city were coming from New York, and 5% were coming from Washington, and a similar number from Miami? That's very useful information. So how is it useful, you might ask? Well, in today's world of digital marketing, users compete for ad placement with the search engines, whether it's Google, Yahoo, Facebook, or Bing. All of these search engines treat the process like an auction. Now imagine if you were, say, in Atlanta, and you were competing for ad placement for apartments for rent. You would pay a lot to have that keyword search present your advertisement. In the world of pay-per-click advertising, you bid for each keyword that you want to present an ad for. Let's say, for example, your keywords are Atlanta apartments for rent. You select your audience to be people in Atlanta and surrounding areas. You usually exclude everywhere else. There's no reason for people in the Philippines, Russia, or India to be presented with an advertisement for Atlanta apartments for rent. Doesn't make any sense, and it would be a waste of money. Conventional wisdom is to exclude those advertisements from outside the local geography. In the Atlanta area, there are hundreds or even thousands competing locally for those precious keywords. But if you knew that 7% of the people moving into Atlanta came from New York, then it would make sense to present an ad to New Yorkers for Atlanta apartments for rent when that search term appears in the New York area. Instead of paying a really high price for those keywords, you would pay merely pennies per click. Why? Because there aren't a lot of people bidding for those keywords in the New York market. New Yorkers expect to see ads for other New York apartments for rent, not Atlanta. There's very little competition for those Atlanta keywords in New York, so they're very inexpensive. You can use this information to better optimize your ad campaigns. For example, Tampa, Florida, tops the list of cities where rental apartment searches are coming from outside the city. Fully 62.8% of all apartment searches in Tampa come from outside Tampa. Second on the list is Denver at 55%. Advertising that is targeted at a specific customer is always more effective than random ads that don't speak to a specific individual. You wouldn't present an ad to locals from Atlanta that says, "Escape the snow in this beautiful swimming pool." But it does make sense to present that ad to a New Yorker looking to relocate to Atlanta. The opposite end of the spectrum, Apartment List reports their migration report that 49.6% of residents in the Detroit area are conducting searches for rental apartments outside Detroit. Now that city's been shrinking for years, and a lot are still looking to get out. And while it looks like the exodus has slowed in Detroit, the current data from Apartment List says there are still many people looking to leave if they get the chance. The more you know about your customers, the more effective you can be in your marketing. That means more effective in your messaging and more effective in the way that you spend advertising dollars. For example, you might figure out where people from Detroit are moving to and present advertisements to those people that speak directly to their needs. Maybe they're looking for a safer community and you promote safety as a reason to look at your ad. Orlando has nearly as many people looking to leave the city as Detroit. However, unlike Detroit, the Orlando market overall is thriving. There are a lot of people looking to move into Orlando as well. That means Orlando is experiencing a changing population rather than a declining population. As you examine your rental market advertising, check out the Rental Migration Report for a real snapshot of where your tenants might be coming from. Have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. talk to you again tomorrow.